the new century, armed with the new technology. We're getting more and more productivity. Some say things looking up for prosperity. But if everyone gon' get a share this time, well, mentality must get left behind. We want the shorter working day, give me the shorter working week. Longer holiday, we need decent pay. More time for leisure, more time for pleasure, more time for edification, more time for recreation, more time for contemplate, more time for ruminate, more time.
I'm hearing you. Alrighty. Linton Kwesi Johnson, dub poet who started this whole revolution in culture with his dub poetry, with one of my favorites called More Time. It's from the title track from his 1999 album, More Time. This is Lead Stories. I'm Eutrice Lead. And we wind down the year, and it's just not getting better. It's just not getting better. I wanted to talk today about what is going on in Washington now. You have an impasse, as we have had since the so-called vote to impeach President Trump. The impeachment hasn't gone anywhere. It hasn't actually taken. It's just floating in the air somewhere, waiting to be authorized, but it hasn't been authorized because Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, decided that there needs to be some discussion before it could be decided whether, in fact, Mr. Trump is impeached. There are some legal questions hanging in the air, and they have not figured out, you know, how to resolve these issues. So she is holding to her position that there are things that need to be ironed out, that the Senate has to be very clear about what should happen, what is the procedure that should be followed. She says she's not clear about that. And because she's not clear about that, she can't complete what she needs to complete on her side to get ready for the final chapter in impeachment. They have to vote on people who will be monitoring, to put it in that frame. They have to monitor the impeachment process. And she has not been told yet by Mitch McConnell, her counterpart on the other side, just how are they going to approach the impeachment process. So until she gets clarity on that, she says, she is not moving. She's not moving at all on the question of continuing towards impeachment. Well, as you know, the House had voted out two counts against Trump, one abuse of power and the other obstruction of Congress. Both of them having basically their roots in this quagmire, a legal quagmire, of President Trump's and his administration's interference with trying to get a foreign country, Ukraine, to undertake so-called, I'm trying to get it straight in my head because it keeps changing all the time, trying to get a foreign nation to undertake investigations of Joe Biden and his son relative to a Ukraine-based company, energy company, called Burisma. And that is really at the hub of all of this rancor and wrangling. They haven't figured it out yet, but the essential charge being made against Trump is that he leaned heavily, basically he bullied his way with the Ukrainian government to initiate investigations into the operations of the Bidens in Ukraine. Biden's son, Hunter, had been a member of the board of this company, and nobody could explain how he qualified for that. But being a member of the board, he earned between reportedly $50,000 and $80,000 per month. Joe Biden says he has nothing to do with the appointment of his son to the board. He did not know about this arrangement. He's hearing about it for the first time, and he doesn't know anything about it. And in the meantime, Hunter Biden has, since all of this has come to light, he has quit the board. But the charge still remains. How did Hunter Biden end up having a position on the board, earning this much money? He has absolutely no qualifications. He has no experience with the energy field. He has no qualifications for this appointment. And yet he held this appointment until, of course, this stuff came up. So this was Trump's attempt, allegedly, to go around and do some dirty work, some nasty work. And of course, he had Rudolph Giuliani, his so-called personal attorney, in the middle of it, coordinating things. But nobody knows anything. We have no idea how, you know, Biden functioned, Hunter Biden functioned. We have no idea what he did, you know. But of course, the allegation is that Donald Trump and his minions pressed the Ukrainian government to undertake what essentially is a smear campaign to target the Bidens, especially Joe Biden, but anybody named Biden, as engaging in illegal activity outside of the United States. The intention was that the Ukrainian company would undertake, you know, clandestine operations to gather dirt on Biden, Joe Biden, since Trump saw him as a main opponent in the presidential election. All right, so that served as the backdrop. It has gotten out of hand. It started out out of hand because this is part of the charge. What is the president of the United States doing, forcing, in effect, a foreign company to do something that is patently, at the very least, unethical, and it may be even illegal? Now, just to make sure that the Ukrainian president understood how important it was for him to come through and produce results, Trump ordered military aid that had already been approved in the United States, almost $400 million, halted, stopped. until he produced the desired result, which was a proof that he had done well spying and reporting on the Bidens. So that constituted the abuse of power, article of impeachment, and obstruction. It also contributed to the article of obstruction of Congress. Meanwhile, although the Democrats had gained some ground on these two articles of impeachment, and were successful in getting a vote on both articles that seemed to favor the Democrats and against Trump, the leader of the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, decided that she would do a fast one. She would pull a fast one. And that is surprise everybody with this announcement that she was going to hold up the procedure, the proceedings, until further notice. Now, the way it's supposed to work is, okay, there is a vote, and there was, on both counts. Once the vote had been arrived at, the procedure is that it is formalized, and then Pelosi hands the document over, confirming the vote and so forth, to the Senate, where a trial would proceed. The initial vote is more like an indictment in the court of law. It's a list of charges, but it's not the final say. It is just the list of charges and how the members of the House voted on these charges. That's all. Because the House does not convict a president, and the House does not have the final say on these charges. It is the Senate, and it's the power of the Senate. The Senate is controlled by Republicans, and the House by Democrats. She was supposed to turn this official notice over to the Senate to notify them, yes, we had hearings and we took a vote based on the evidence that we had presented and gathered, and this was the vote, and now there should be a trial. But part of the process involves the Senate and the House agreeing to some overseers, if you will, people who will monitor the trial to see to it that it follows the sequence that is expected based on the charges, based on the vote, and that the trial, therefore, will not veer from the nature of the charges that had been proffered against the president. But the Senate hasn't done that. Mitch McConnell has not indicated what kind of trial it would be, how he would conduct this trial. But, you know, they're just using these things, making it bigger than it ought to be. This stuff, I think, should be a matter of discussion, but it hasn't been held. And therefore, the Trump trial in the Senate, which is the real deal, this is where he officially is charged and convicted, if you will, of these two charges. And then you could say he has been impeached. And now comes the final nail in the coffin, which would be removal from office. Okay, but this is not happening. There's a stalemate. Pelosi says she is not moving. And Mitch McConnell says he has nothing. He has not been given the authority yet, because she has not done what she was supposed to do, which is to turn over to him the formal papers indicating that the House has voted two articles of impeachment against the president. It gets worse. So now we have an impasse. Nobody is moving, although technically the nation saw what it thought or what it was told was an impeachment proceeding. And the nation saw that the president was impeached. The vote went through. But now, here is where they're complicating things. The argument now by Trump and his folks, they're saying, well, technically, there was no impeachment. Even that vote that said, yes, we found the president had engaged in abuse of power, and we found that the president obstructed Congress, and we have the votes, you know, it was all done in the open. The votes indicate that the House overwhelmingly said that the president committed, allegedly, these acts, and therefore ought to be tried in the Senate. And from that Senate hearing, that Senate proceeding would be the final step before he is officially impeached. And then the Senate should move on to the question of removing him from office. So that hasn't happened, because they're still stuck with this idea of, you know, are you going to turn over the official causes of action, if you will, that the House had voted on? She says no. But this now raises another question, and they're making it to be, oh, this is a tremendous constitutional issue, and it is like the issue of issues of all time. The question now comes back to, is, in fact, the president impeached? If the document has not been transmitted from Nancy Pelosi to the Senate, did an impeachment occur? Did an impeachment vote occur? If he doesn't have the document, if she hasn't turned it over to him, can we really say that the president has been impeached? This is, of course, you know, this is horrible politics, but it's politics. They're making the biggest case out of this. And they're saying, well, she didn't turn over the official documents indicating the official vote in the House against Trump. Therefore, there has been no vote as far as the Senate is concerned. There has been no vote on the question of articles of impeachment. We don't recognize a vote has been taken. So as far as we are concerned, until that happens, we will maintain a position that the president has not been impeached. And therefore, we will not begin our leg of this process until we are officially notified. Now, we're learning that there is really no specific instruction in the impeachment process as to when or by when, after a vote has been taken in the House, that the Senate should receive notice of that vote and then continue with the next leg of the process. So it's everybody, you know, playing these little games of technicalities. But in the end, Nancy Pelosi, you know, she was kind of triumphant after she took that position that she's not turning over the official notice to the Senate, because she says she's blaming, as I said, she's blaming the Senate leader for not having determined how the trial will go. And that, she says, is preventing her, on her side, from selecting people who would monitor the process. And without this information, she's not inclined to go any further. So there's where it is. And we come to the place where Americans have been for many, many, many years, many times. At critical junctures, we have people playing these games. But in any event, the bottom line is the process is halted, and it becomes one big convoluted battle that is completely unnecessary. But they're not thinking of something, especially Pelosi. Pelosi is not thinking, and Mitch McConnell isn't thinking. People are fed up. They are fed up of a government that can't get out of its own way and that deliberately has frustrated what should be a straightforward process. Get the damn job done. This is what you're supposed to do. Just do it. But the hemming and hawing and trying to score points and making, you know, one side, the Mitch McConnell is, and the Republicans are trying to protect Trump, and it becomes an embarrassment before the world that this is the kind of so-called leadership that they're exercising. The whole country is at a standstill on this question, and they're acting as if this is like the greatest question in the universe. It is not easy to solve. It requires special minds and special effort. No, it just requires you to do your job. Get it done. Excuse me. But we have everybody now is in limbo. And it's a kind of joke. It's an inside joke. And yeah, it's a joke, except that the joke is on the people. Get this thing done. That's what you're there for. That's why you're earning all this money. That's why you have all these privileges. Get it done. What is the game supposed to do for this nation? It is irritating beyond belief. And it's on this basis, this just this alone, where so much contempt is automatically doled out in copious amounts to the people. They don't care. They don't care what happens. They don't care whether the country is in disarray, whether people are anxious, whether, you know, they just don't care. And I say, maybe they have forgotten that the people will not forget That you're playing these games again. You're playing these games again. It seems to me it should be a very straightforward process. There's no need to play these games. And, you know, I'm going to give you, if I'm supposed to give you 10 things, I'll give you 8. And then we'll fight over the last 2 and we'll stretch it out over several months. And the country goes nowhere, waiting for these dunderheads to get their act together. One side is protecting the president and the Republican Party. The other side is lauding, absolutely delighting in the fact that they've just smeared the Republicans and the president's face one time. And this is a great opportunity to show her power. She has come into the fullness of her power and all this kind of nonsense, and it's driving me insane. I think people should walk away from both parties, dump them, since they can't get the work of the people done, since they can't get it together. Since you can't get a simple thing of, okay, we are sending notice because we're required to. So here's our notice. We just took the vote 2 hours ago. We can validate the vote and get on with the next thing. Why does this have to be so complicated? Because they are taking care of their individual interests and business. They're not taking care of the nation's business. And here we are before the world, a so-called leading nation of the world, and we can't get our government to do a simple thing. Send a notice. Yes, we took the vote. It was on television. We broadcast it, so it's validated in any number of ways. But here, as the leader of the Democrats, I hereby certify that we have done the vote. And here are the results indicating that the Senate should now proceed with a full-blown trial of the president. Is that simple enough to do? But no, nothing comes simple. Nothing is simple here. So there we are. All right. I believe that these things happen because there's a fundamental contempt for the people. Fundamental. And it has gotten worse over time, not better. They squeeze the people. They lean on them. They make them suffer needlessly over simple crap like this. And I just long for the day that voters would say, we've had enough of all of you. We have no faith. The little faith that we had left, you destroyed that too with your games and your silly operations, all of which have to do with your specific personal interests, nothing to do with the interests of the country. And that, it seems to me, is an impeachable offense. You've got to go. Or if you don't go, we are. We're walking away from this. This is not what we are supposed to be experiencing as the democratic way. No. We have a fundamental difference of opinion when it comes to that. You decided, arbitrarily decided, that you are going to make your own rules because you have a specific personal axe to grind. And so in your mind, it justifies throwing the whole thing out of kilter just so you can win. See, we are not serious as voters and citizens of this country. We let them do what they want. Like the president just had a Christmas party at Mar-a-Lago. Well, do we need to know who paid for it? Would it surprise you that he did not pay for this? Did I not mention that they have calculated so far that the president's use of his own golf courses has cost the country $18 million and counting? This country's out of control. You have to play golf in Scotland? Go ahead. Dig into your pocket and pay your way. This is not a national issue. But they make their own rules, and we let them do these things. All right, I'll take a break. Come back to your comments at 888-874-4888. I just needed to talk about this today because, of course, it's happening today. And it should not go without notice. So we'll take this break, come back to you and your comments at 888-874-4888. Right after this. Listening to Lead Stories on PRN.FM. I'm Eutrice Lead, and I'm talking about this self-imposed debacle that we have to deal with. The nation is thinking, well, it was taking care of business, and we had hearings and witnesses testifying, and we had a conclusion in votes on two articles of impeachment against President Trump. The votes should have been, the articles, I should say, the votes indicated that the House generally across the board agreed that there was more than enough evidence that the president abused his power and that the president had obstructed Congress in undertaking its duties to investigate and to look at the president's conduct. But even after the vote, when people were expecting that things will go as they should, Nancy Pelosi pulled a fast one and decided, well, she's not going to go ahead with it, and she found some excuse, some reason to retard the vote, to delay the vote, or even hold it in abeyance until she's ready. And you know, they started playing these games, Nancy Pelosi on the Democratic side and Mitch McConnell on the Republican side, and we have no movement, and we have a lot of yammering, but in fact, we are no closer today to the day of the inquiry into the president's conduct that yielded the initial vote on the House side with regard to these two articles of impeachment. I consider this an act of malice on the part of the, or incompetence, either way, it's the same thing. The fact is that a process deliberately has been short-circuited that should have given the people, an indication that things are moving ahead. Things are moving ahead. But there are other factors at play that we don't know. All we know is that little things are now in the way, and they have become even more important than the vote itself. So, and we seem not to be able to persuade members of Congress, both the Senate and the House, that they are betraying and they're violating procedure and the trust of the people. 888-874-4888 is a number to call. Maat, you're on the air.
Yes, greetings, and all sorts of greetings during the quote holiday, unquote holiday greetings. I first want to bring a little bit of an update. It's not clear what type of facility he's in, but the 13-year-old that is regarding the Morningside murder is in some sort of detention. I imagine it must be some.
But that is not
detention.
That is not what we're discussing at
yeah,
the moment.
Yeah, I know, but I just wanted to bring up.
No. Let's stay on point. You know, I am very serious about that.
Yes, I understand that.
We identify what we're talking about. Let's.
I just wanted to remind someone that it might be Central Park 5 Redux, but as to, I have a different understanding, Eutrice, as to what's going on with the Congress. Lawrence Tribe, who's a very well-known constitutional lawyer, wrote a book recently to end the presidency. He was the one who came up with the strategy. I guess he sort of foresaw that Mitch McConnell would go on national TV and proclaim that he was going to be coordinating with the White House counsel, which actually is supposed to represent the presidency, not Donald Trump specifically, and everything else that he said that was rather outrageous. And Lawrence Tribe, last I saw him on TV, he did not think that Pelosi was going to follow through with his suggested strategy. And I'm very happy she had, because he's definitely impeached, no matter what the Republicans say.
No, that has not been decided, that he's definitely
impeached.
Well,
that's impeached. What
the Republicans
say. What you
can say is that
some of
there has been a vote. There has been a vote.
Okay.
She was supposed to take it from there. And
yes, but
then,
the reason why she's not is because before she appoints the House managers, she's following Lawrence Tribe's strategy.
Lawrence Tribe does not make the law of the land. I don't care how brilliant he is.
But he has some understanding of it. If I could just finish my point, okay? He thought that she wasn't going to follow through, but there's no point in to what Mitchell, what's his name, Moscow Mitch proclaimed would be a rigged process. And also, she also said there might be additional articles of impeachment.
All now, that is besides the point. All that is has nothing to do with what we're talking about. We have people who will pop up as experts.
It has everything to do with what, because you see it as a disaster. And
I don't see it as a disaster. I see it as yet another signal that those people whose job it is to get these things done arbitrarily decide they don't have to do whatever it is that they are compelled to do by law. They don't.
The Constitution
you get people
is
who come
not
in.
Prescribed.
You have these You have these people who come in, Lawrence Tribe. Okay, great. I am not denying that he is a brilliant mind when it comes to...
And Utrecht, he actually pointed out that there's no requirement that you immediately have to send it over to the Senate for trial.
Here's the thing. We always have to remember, that's his opinion. He is not an elected person. He is not in a position to, you know, to issue edicts from Mount Vesuvius. That's what the process is for. You have a House, you have a Senate. It should not
but
come
he
down
was pointing
to
out that the
tribe
House
Lawrence
not,
Tribe's
it,
opinion.
It does not have to send it over. Even with the Clinton thing, it didn't come on until after that, sometime in January. I think they were dealing with it. I think that he's pointing out that you don't have to rush over impeachment, especially
but that
until...
is something, you know, even if that is his opinion, it's his opinion.
But you have a strategy.
Let me finish. We have a process. We don't need the extra help at this time, although it's great that we have it. And that this is a very American phenomenon where we have all kinds of people who come from wherever the heck they come from weighing in on something that they did not participate in from the beginning. So let the process go the way it ought to go.
You keep saying the way it ought to go. What he's pointing out is the Constitution allows you to hold
it. I know that's his opinion.
You keep saying it's his opinion, but the Constitution always has to be interpreted by different parties.
But he is not elected to interpret anything. That's my point.
You don't have to just depend on elected people, just like we weigh in with our ideas.
You're missing the point here. We have enough resources as it is. Why do we always do this? Oh, we have to go to Lawrence Tribe because he is the self-appointed knower of all things. No,
there's a process. That's not the way he approached it. That's not the way he approached it. And in fact, he didn't even think that it was going to happen. And she held firm. She understood the brilliance of not sending it over.
I'm not caring about Lawrence Tribe or Jenny Jones or Fred. The fact is, the system that they've been working with, allegedly self-contained, able to solve its problems. So go ahead.
But you always go to advisors and experts. You make decisions that make sense.
Advisors have advised us into wars. They've advised us into crazy social and political realities that we still can't get out of.
But that has nothing to do with this particular instance. There's method to her madness in this instance, and the fact that she said
that. I am not interested in the method to her madness.
And the fact that she said there might be additional articles of impeachment.
I'm not interested in Nancy Pelosi's method to her madness. I'm interested only in that it is madness, and it is being allowed. Nobody has confronted her, not even Lawrence Tribe, and told her, this is madness. Fix it.
No, he gave her the, he put forward the idea that
I'm done talking about Lawrence Tribe. I'm saying if you either have a system that you have faith in or that works or you don't. If it is that you need all these other people, then hire them and fire Nancy Pelosi. if she needs to constantly have people advising her, well, I don't understand this thing now, everybody has an advisor, then hire the advisor, fire her.
We get ideas from all sorts of directions and ways.
It's not about that. You understand we're dealing here with a constitutional matter that has been on the books. Whether people agree or don't agree, it is up to those people appointed to that task to fix it. If you can't do it and you need to have the advisors come in, then we should hire the advisors. Get rid of them because they can't fix it. That's my point. You are placed, you are the head of a party, and you know what you're supposed to do. You said it to the people. You made a commitment that this is what you're going to do, which is, of course, she lied. She deceived the public. She knew all along what she was going to do. And then at the last minute, even after the vote is taken, and all of that is going according to plan, you pop this surprise. You go to hell. You're not operating on the up and up. You have another agenda on your paper there. You have a whole other agenda. Then you proceed with your agenda, and we should get rid of you. Because
I disagree on this particular point, respectfully.
That's fine. However, bear in mind that she has come under no criticism, really, based on what she articulated, what that was going to be done, what the expectation was. Even members of her own party are bewildered by this move that she made, which meant that she didn't consult a whole bunch of people.
That is pointless to process of those two articles of impeachment and not respond to Moscow Mitch. I think that the strategy...
You're adopting their lingo, their position.
Moscow Mitch, I already gave an example of him, and they all go along with whatever Trump's Putin connections and Kremlin connections
are. But that's what they're doing. That's what they are doing. And in doing what they are doing, guess what? As bizarre as it may sound, they're following their plan. But Nancy Pelosi told us the plan was different.
Yeah, but when you're in the process of something that you don't usually deal with, you have a right to look at different strategy moves.
And I can't hear you when you talk over me. Nancy Pelosi has deceived even members of her own party. They expressed shock. They expressed great surprise that this went this way, which means she didn't talk to them. They are not to be sought out for advice. No, Lawrence Tribe has advice. They have nothing to offer. And so she can go her own way because this is her personal possession and she can do whatever she wishes with the party. This is why it would be wise of every person who is a Democrat to rethink what happened here and what she communicated and still communicates. This is my party. I'm in charge. I am making the decision, and I can make the decision all by myself as to what to do. You just have to wait until I think it is time to let you know what I might be doing. This was just an absolute betrayal and inexcusable. And she has no defense. No defense. She can't even begin to think that she has a defense. After the vote, everything is going according to plan. As you said, as she said, this is how we're going to go about it. Everybody fell in line. And then you come with this business of, oh, but I'm not going to turn over this. I'm going to hold on to it for a long time. She's getting her vengeance. This is a personal thing that she's doing at the expense of the party. And she ought to pay a price for that. Brad from Long Island, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm just turning down. I think it's so important that we're knowing that this whole thing is mishandled. Their case should be not a charge. Or two should be a whole bunch of charges against the president. That how come they didn't bring up all the other stuff? Now they also said, well, if we bring it all up, it'll be too much of a mess. We need to focus. But what about these other things that we should never accept as behaviors of a president? And these buffoons handling it. And can insert one more thing. I think one of the.
Let me ask you. To look
I just wanted to insert one of the biggest tragedies in my life in American law and history is Mitch McConnell not allowing a president to appoint someone to the Supreme Court, black,
yes,
white, Martian, anything.
Giving the president license to do whatever it is he wants to do, assured that the Republican Party, the people of the Republican Party, will stand by him no matter what he does. That's a real low. But let me ask you the question. Why do you think there were only two articles of impeachment?
Right. I don't think there should only be two.
Okay. But why?
I was addressing that. Why? I don't know why.
You don't think there should only be two. I'm asking you, why do you think there were only two?
I don't know why they reduced it to. They said to focus on the issues, you know, to make it a stronger case by folks remaining focused on them instead of being spread out all over. You know, like the grabbing women's crotches type of thing. Well, I don't want a president that's doing that.
Okay.
We shouldn't.
But sure. But I still want you to bring yourself to asking yourself the question, why, if you can discern that there should be more than just two articles of impeachment, both of which have to do with Joe Biden and Joe Biden's son and their operations or ties to Ukraine. So the charges are basically about a presidential candidate, is it not? A presidential candidate and protecting the presidential candidate. Therefore, these two articles, the only ones that they identified as being connected to Joe Biden, are the ones that they pursued.
Yes.
Your suggestion is well taken. And this is what people have been asking. You mean all these things that this president has done that are documented, you have proof, you are not pursuing any of these? You're just pursuing those that have to do with Biden and his son in Ukraine?
If I make an insert here on the simplest level, if I go up to the Family Dollar store around the corner from me and take one piece of bubble gum, I'll get arrested. But all these bigger things were done, and they're not even barely addressed. And they're not in these charges.
And these are correct. That's my point. There was a reason, there is a reason, why the Democratic Party, of all the things that they could have presented, of all of them, and there's more than enough, they chose two things, both of which have to do with Joe Biden, who is a candidate for president and who they want to shield. So this is an, this itself is abuse. They custom designed a program that was going to exonerate Joe Biden and his son. That's what they did.
I see.
And they want us to believe that this was all about, you know, the president getting, the president has done wrong and we're on him. We're on him. That's not true.
That's not true.
Not true. But you wouldn't do that, you wouldn't know that, unless you sit in a quiet space and you think and you put the pieces together and you will see how neatly they fit. But they fit into a program you and I have nothing to do about, nothing to deal with. But they're running the
program that is out of touch with what normal American citizens and world citizens should hope to see if you're looking for justice.
Well, we're hearing the music, which means the program has come to an end. We won't be live tomorrow. It's Christmas Day for those of you celebrating. But we'll come back after Christmas and catch up. For those of you celebrating, have a happy holiday. And let's keep the effort of making things clear. And how do we do that? We talk among ourselves. This is where the real intelligence is, folks. It's not in the front page of the New York Times. This is where we get to understand things by talking to each other and relying on the intelligence of each other. See you on, what day is this? We'll see you Thursday. Bye-bye. We need a higher quality of liberty.